Shalom, אנחנו לומדים את מאמרו של בעל הסולם.
Hello, we're studying בעל הסולם's article, disclosing a portion, covering two.
גילוי תפע וחיסוי.
Disclosing a portion, covering two. Rav, please.
גילוי תפע וחיסוי
תפעיים. Disclosing a portion, covering two. There is an idiom among great sages when they come to disclose a profound matter. They begin their words with, I am disclosing a portion and covering two portions. Our sages took great care not to utter words needlessly. As our sages instructed, a word is a rock. Silence is two. This means that if you have a priceless word whose worth is one rock, know that not saying it is worth two rocks. This refers to those who utter needless words without pertinent content or use, except to decorate the style in the eyes of the reader. This was strictly forbidden in the eyes of our sages, as is known to those who examine their words, and as I will prove in the following essays. Hence, we must be attentive to understand this common idiom of theirs.
Questions? Clear, right? Meaning, people were very cautious about discussing what according to the ability to perceive to the people they were writing for. So,
three kinds of concealment of the wisdom. There are three parts in the secrets of the Torah. Each part has its own reason for being concealed. They are called by the following names. One, unnecessary. Two, impossible. Three, the counsel of the Lord is to those who fear Him. There is not a single fraction of this wisdom where scrutinies of these three parts do not apply. And I will clarify them one at a time.
שאלות?
Questions?
None. בסדר, הלאה.
Next.
א', האינו נחוץ.
One, unnecessary.
פירוש. שלא יצמיח למי
This means that one will not benefit from their disclosure.
וכמובן,
Of course, this is not such a great loss. Because there is only the issue of the cleanness of the mind here, to warn of those actions defined as, so what? Meaning, so what if I did this? There is no harm in this. But you should know that in the eyes of the sages, so what is considered the worst corrupter, since all the destructors in the world, those that have been and those that will be, are the so what kind of people. This means that they occupy themselves and others in needless things. Hence, sages would not accept any student before they were certain that he would be cautious in his ways so as not to reveal what was not necessary.
That
means
that a student already needed to be on some kind of spiritual height
for him to be accepted under those conditions, that he'll know how to guard this unnecessary, impossible in the counsel of the Lord is for those who fear him. Okay, wake up a bit. Next, what do I?
It is written, know that so what is considered by the sages as the worst corrupter.
Yeah.
What does it mean? So what? And why is it the worst corrupter?
So what is that a person who knows how to advertise such things, he just goes and tells about it to everyone. We're talking about those times where people would automatically connect it to religions and all kinds of different unions, and that's one thing. The second, that unnecessary, impossible, and the counsel of the Lord is to those who fear him, you can't do it without dividing them and clothing them on everything we learn about. But each and every topic has these three approaches, these three stages, that you can reveal every stage under certain conditions. And usually, the beginners can't feel what we're talking about. They can't go into the depth of this prohibition. Let's say the so what? He doesn't know. Well, what is about that? Whether they tell me more, tell me less, this or that. When I wrote books, in Russian, I wrote it. The first book, second and third. So, I wrote in the introduction that what I'm writing here in these books was before I started studying with Rabash. Because I asked him, maybe I shouldn't publish it. He says, no, you can publish it. But if you write it that way, that'll be enough. That's it. Because it is, well, at least it was, very dangerous to that a student of a Kabbalist advertises such books. Yes.
What is a harm? It says it's very grave, it's very harmful. What does it mean?
There are a lot of discernments here. I don't know. It could be that you can't reach an inner wisdom, people who deserve it, and to the inner wisdom, well, not the inner wisdom, people come that don't have any need for it.
There are many instructors here on campus and in other languages. What should they be careful here if it's even related to us?
No, I don't think so. In our times, the wisdom of Kabbalah compared to what it was when I studied with Rabash, it's as if a few thousand years have gone by. That's why I can't say that today this is allowed and this isn't, and
everything just is out of control and there's no order in anything. Maybe 15 years ago, I was in a store in Bnei Brak, and I saw Kabbalah books there.
Alafim.
Thousands.
Alafim.
Thousands.
Bizmani ziloya davar kaza.
In my time, that wasn't, that didn't exist. That they were written lately. That it's worth writing because somebody's going to buy it.
So, what should we take from this article?
Only advertise what is necessary for correction. And no more.
But
if no more, so you're actually cutting away from the book all the things that are actually attracting. And then it turns out that who's going to want it? Who's going to buy it?
But we approach people with points in the heart.
You're not turning to people with a point in the heart. You're not just standing on the street corner and giving out books in such a way. People come, I don't even know who comes today. Once a book used to come out, so people were talking about it, people would write about it. Today, it's just usual things. Hundreds of books come out.
So
the test is those who remain.
The ones who remain. Supposedly they're worth more than the others.
He's drawn to what we have to say, otherwise, because otherwise they won't stay with us. The market is filled with endless.
We'll see. We'll see. Yep.
If you look at the wisdom of Kabbalah 50 years ago, as you say, it used to be a great thing, the awakening toward it. There was some issue with regard to the matter. Suddenly it became trendy. Everyone followed the wisdom of Kabbalah. They marketed it. They made a selling thing out of it. Today it's less so. That's how it feels. How do you see the wisdom of Kabbalah in the axis of time? Is it something that's in demand, going to be in demand? Is it going to decrease in importance?
Well, it's not, doesn't stand out as much as it was a few years ago. And also throughout maybe only just a few years. I can't say. I think for the modern person, there's nothing to search for in there.
The wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't have what to offer to people?
It does, but for a modern person, there's nothing to look for in there, because what he's looking for isn't in there.
So where will be the connection between the modern person and the wisdom of Kabbalah?
אני לא יודע.
I don't know.
אני אישית לא יודע.
I personally do not know. It seems to me that what we need to do, it's also, it's not through books. Because books, still, it's
חומר מוגבל.
It's a limited materials. It's worth...
אני לא יודע.
I don't know.
אני באמת לא מתעסק בזה כבר מזמן.
I really am not dealing with it for a long time. I'm not writing.
מעביר שיחות.
I only give conversations and also those talks. It's with people that want to ask something and hear something. That's why I don't know.
כן.
I'm not asking about how to disseminate through the internet, through the books. We have experts for this that will tell us what modern people today consume. I'm asking about content. What can the wisdom of Kabbalah give to a person today to satisfy him, to give him what?
To
explain to him more and more in a clear way, if it's possible, what the purpose of his life is.
That's an intellectual explanation. It's big. It'll give you abundance, fill you up. But more practically, why should it attract them? Everyone sells this, so it seems like there's no difference. What's the uniqueness of the wisdom of Kabbalah compared to all the other teachings on the market?
Depends how you call it. That today, because there are so many books about the wisdom of Kabbalah, so each one can search and find whatever he wants according to his own taste. I think that what we need today is only to reveal the connection between the development of the world to the wisdom of Kabbalah. How it explains to us where the world is developing towards and where we are heading.
If I focus for a minute on the people of Israel, I see that even if they take terrible blows or successes, no matter what, they don't come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, not in drove. There are those who listen. Why is it like that?
Why is it like that? Because it's a stubborn nation. They're not searching for solutions in anything. Is searching how to exist and suffer the least possible.
How do you treat a stubborn people?
In the most sneaky way.
Well, we see that, but what's the treatment for a stubborn, obstinate people?
To interest them in something that will attract them to these things that you'll really see as much as they're in a low state.
That's what I'm asking about, because the blows don't awaken them, don't really awaken them, and the temptation is not appealing enough. So what would lure, what would entice a person from Israel to come into the wisdom of Kabbalah?
If once it was only the wisdom of Kabbalah, so today, around the wisdom of Kabbalah, you have mountains of garbage from all kinds of books, in all kinds of languages that they attract you through all kinds of stories and
that
you don't have the forces and time to get to something serious.
Within all this garbage, what is the diamond that we have to offer?
The purpose of creation and the correction towards the purpose of creation. What we have from here and what's before us.
But it's unappealing.
What can you do? That's something worth knowing for a person.
So this is what we should advertise, but what would attract them?
Attract only things that are pleasant for his ego. Nothing but that. That's why we are coming closer
to Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction.
Final question, just to organize my thoughts. What caused the eruption of the wisdom of Kabbalah over the past 50 years and suddenly this decline? It seemed like there was this excitement over the wisdom and suddenly it's kind of put aside. It's not like relevant now.
That always happened with religion. That the wisdom of Kabbalah left the religious framework and started being advertised without any limitations of religion. It started from the time of I forgot his name. Who was the that philosopher? He was here in Israel, and maybe Martin Buber.
Gershon Sholem.
I don't think it was so. I don't even know so much what he did. But I think Martin Buber.
I want to ask about the vision. Today when people come, I think we know how to explain in a few dozen lessons, and people agree. Purpose of creation, will to receive, will to bestow. After the first semester, people understand. Okay, we understand what to do. You don't even know what to explain anymore. The problem is to realize it. The realization is in the 10. Okay, that's acceptable. You can't jump on 8 billion people and start loving them. I have my 10. The problem is that at best, I see my 10 once a week. The advanced see them once a day, of course. Once a day. At the same time, I see that our friends who are in the army now in the front, and they're so connected there, the external conditions force them to constantly be together in mutual responsibility. So is the realization always in the tent? What are we doing in the tent? We read an article, that's it. There is no other interaction with those people.
I'm sorry that I can't give you more than what I've learned with Labash. It was reading his articles and a bit of questions and answers.
That's clear, but it's a realization. What do we need in the end? To love others, to be in bestowal? Is it only through reading articles and learning as we do, 6-7 hours a day, or can it be maybe in the future? I don't know. There will be a different way that we can be in love and bestow upon others through actions or what? I don't know.
You'll take a pill or they connect you to some instrument that'll pass waves through you? What?
It would be nice if we could do this.
It'd be nice.
No, but maybe there's something else besides sitting and learning, which I understand it has a history. Or maybe that's the way. Because I see that people don't connect to this method, to this way.
I guess that we are probably really the last ones that are keeping this form. What'll be in the next generation? I don't know. What do you think, please? I am willing to do everything. Yes.
Rav, what I
heard now, I think a contemporary person is searching for the purpose of his life, and most of the people in the world do find some way, a meditation or whatnot. And also, what I heard now, that we are the last ones. Do you think that because what we're learning here is authentic, what we do is we're studying the wisdom of Kabbalah. So do you think that contemporary people will come to a state where they really come here?
With a hand on my heart, I can say this. The fact that it's a truth, that's right. But the fact that it's an incomplete truth, that's also true. I guess that from our work, something else will be born. I'm expecting that. Maybe not from me, from you, maybe not now, so in another 10, 20 years, I don't know. But it has to be like that.
Will humanity come to a state where it suffers blows every time? Because I don't see any other way for people to really think. And from my experience, when I see friends going through all kinds of ways until they come here, they suffer and suffer and come to a state where they end up being here. Is the way for humanity only through blows?
I do not know. Obviously, another degree has to be revealed that will raise humanity to a degree that they'll be able to see the way. But not us. Not us. Or it will be us, but if that degree will clothe in us, I don't know.
Tov, Ken.
Yes.
Rav,
I wanted to ask, what is the role of the revelation if we have to cover it? Why is there disclosure in reality if he says you have to cover it with two portions?
Because no revelation can be received if we don't strengthen it.
But how is it a disclosure if you cover it? Where's the disclosure?
That's how it's revealed, gradually.
So you are disclosing coverings? Basically, the disclosure is the covering. This is what you disclose?
Yes, through the screens.
Ken.
I'm assuming you meant Spinoza, that philosopher?
Also Spinoza.
I wanted to ask, why is it so grave to reveal this? So what? What's the problem? Okay, so a person doesn't use the information he got.
In our state, it doesn't matter what's revealed anymore. We are in a state, we're at the end. That's it. Before us, there's one step to take ahead towards a correction, and another step to correct the end of creation.
So from what should we be careful in our dissemination, if there is something we need to be careful from?
What should we be careful from? I don't think that we have anything to be careful about. Only from not to advertise books that will bring more confusion to humanity. That's it.
Ken, good.
Yes, good.
You said before that within all the garbage that there is in the networks, the diamond we have to offer today is the purpose of creation and the correction of creation, what we have before us. But that's unappealing. So to what extent is our responsibility in creating an interest or a deficiency in the person, or if he has no deficiency, then we have nothing to do with him? Can we create a deficiency in a person?
All people are connected to one another. If part of humanity in somewhat starts being interested, so it'll go in all kinds of other forms, alternative forms, to the others.
In other words, if we advertise the purpose of creation and the correction of creation, it will create, to some extent, it'll awaken that deficiency in people?
Yes. Yep.
No.
אנחנו צריכים לעורר את החיסרון הזה, זה השאלה למעשה.
So we need to awaken that deficiency? That's the question.
Yes, yes, of course. That's the purpose. That's the most important thing.
No.
What?
אמרת, סתירה, אמרת שצריכה להתגלות מדרגה.
You said that a new degree should be revealed, a new form. And you said that we are maybe the last generation to be studying in the old school way.
Yeah.
Do we need to start trying to search and research and make experiments in order to allow this new degree to be born, or will it come somehow by the Creator arranging it?
Well, eventually, of course, the Creator will organize it, but we have to start.
Meaning to make experiments from others.
Yeah, we have to evoke it.
Until something comes out.
There was someone else, no? All right. So, oh, you would.
אז יש לי.
So I have.
ואני רואה.
Sons and daughters, and I see that their world is completely different. I can't even feel. I can't stand the things that they're interested in.
Okay.
But I'll just say it. About a month ago, I saw a TikTok of our friend Michael, which was really interesting. It was short, it was to the point, and it was like boom, 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 and I felt, whoa, maybe there are people here who can feel that world, the world of our children, the world that wants things like that, like snap. And here we're studying the way we study, and we maintain the purity of our method. Nevertheless, we have to be connected to the deficiency on the outside. That way we can be.
Yeah, that's clear. Okay.
No. Tov. Yeshiru lecha rak shela. No.
Okay, they left you with a question. What?
מה גורם למקובלים?
What makes Kabbalists search for something beyond the corporeal commandments?
הם רוצים להבין.
They want to understand and feel the force that is sustaining all of creation, conducting all of creation, what it wants from us, what does it want from the form we have to take upon ourselves. That causes Kabbalists to know the Creator. And according to that, to change.
It is wonderful, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Lazor?
What do you mean, repeat?
אני כותב, כן, כתבתי מה שאמרת.
Yeah, I wrote what you said.
נו, חברים, זהו או עוד משהו?
Okay, friends, are we done or something else, please?
אתה?
You?
אתה לא יכול להיות אחרון.
You can't, you're last. Okay, please. נו. Well?
חשבתי שדיברנו על מדרגה חדשה שצריכה.
We were talking about a new degree that has to come in.
מרגישים את זה מאוד חזק.
And you can really feel it very strongly. But maybe we should read the conditions of the last generation.
יענו למה להשתוקק.
So we have something to look for, to look forward to.
You're right. That's something we could bring here. But do we have time and place for it? We have to ask.
Oren, Dudia, Koka.
Oh, and Dudia, Koka. Whatever you say.
Niv, Senka.
Niv, Senka. Consult between you and anything that can benefit us and push us and awaken and focus our direction, it's worth it. Okay, so for now, let's end the lesson. And we'll keep going tomorrow.
Yes, I'll explain our broadcasts today. We have many broadcasts. At 10:30, the program, something like that, with Rav. At 12, the noon lesson. 5:30, reading the study of the Ten Sfirot. 7:30, reading the Zohar. We'll end with a song.
Lost in a sea of empty pleasure and racing after plastic treasure. Now something's calling through the pieces of the heart. There's something more, there's something better. And the light's gonna shine through darkness, and the heart's gonna beat as one. We rise higher. Trying to find a reason, what to hold on to and believe in. Open the heart and find the space to come to life. We close our eyes and start breathing. And the light's gonna shine through darkness, and the heart's gonna beat as one. We rise higher. Somewhere beyond our box, to feel your love and rise above with each and every part, somewhere above the borders of the heart. Together reaching one desire, so many sparks into a fire.